Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning has heated up for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls as Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held rallies in Karimnagar and Warangal in Telangana, a rally in Rajampet, and a roadshow in Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh yesterday. Addressing a public meeting at Vemulawada in Karimnagar Lok Sabha constituency, the Prime Minister attributed the credit for achievements of the NDA government during the past 10 years to the people. Mr. Modi launched a scathing attack on BRS and Congress in Telangana and emphasized BJP's commitment to Nation First policy. Addressing a rally in Rajampet, Prime Minister Modi asked people to make the double engine ki sarkar in Andhra Pradesh to save themselves from difficulties and to bring prosperity. Legislative elections for Andhra Pradesh will also be held simultaneously. The senior BJP leader said, "The country has seen the true face of Congress party and by now everyone has become aware of their tactics." He said the perplexed Congress is saying anything and everything in fear of losing elections. Telangana's Chief Minister and PCC President Revanth Reddy yesterday addressed people at his Armur roadshow. He also held another roadshow in Nizamabad. On the other hand, BRS Chief and former Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao held a roadshow in Narsapur last evening. He alleged that Congress did not implement its bold promises, especially waving off the crop loan. In Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah campaigned in Lakhimpur Kheri, Hardoi and Kannauj districts yesterday. He appealed to the people that this election is not only for making Narendra Modi the Prime Minister for the third time, but also to continue the welfare schemes of the central government. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state, Yogi Adityanath, campaigned in Kanpur, Eta and Shahjahanpur districts. BJP's organizational secretary, B.L. Santosh, held meetings with party functionaries in Barabanki and Gonda districts. The Election Commission yesterday reviewed the preparedness for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls with 354 observers. The meeting was held through video conferencing. During the meeting, the Chief Election Commissioner, Rajiv Kumar, directed the observers to ensure smooth, free and fair polling. He also asked the observers to ensure all amenities are provided at polling stations, especially to combat heatwave conditions. A total of 695 candidates remain in the fray for the fifth phase of the Lok Sabha elections to be held on the 20th of this month. 49 parliamentary constituencies of 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that every political party in the country is committed to ensure that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK, which is a part of India, returns to India. Interacting with students at the Gargi College in New Delhi, Mr. Jayashankar said, "The POK issue has come to the front of people's thinking after revocation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir." The minister said that people assumed Article 370 could not be changed as the politics of the day had driven it deeply into public consciousness. He said, "Now, as we see, once the Modi government changed it, then the entire ground situation has changed." India's Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra arrived in Dhaka yesterday on a short trip to Bangladesh. He is expected to meet Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and Foreign Minister Hassan Mahmood today. In a social media post, Bangladesh Foreign Ministry shared details about Quatra's visit, saying that he is expected to meet PM Sheikh Hasina, Foreign Minister Hassan Mahmood, and also hold a meeting with the Foreign Secretary of Bangladesh, Masood bin Momin, today. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast a fresh spell of heat wave over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. The IMD added that hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Gujarat during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, the weather agency has predicted light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and squally winds over northeast India till the 11th of this month. Onto sports now. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 10 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. And star Indian table tennis player Manika Batra stormed into the quarterfinals of the Saudi Smash in Jeddah, beating Nina Mittelheim of Germany. And that is the end of this news bulletin.